Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. At various points throughout history, the production and distribution of a single commodity has dominated the world economy. And as Ed Baptist, assistant professor of history at Cornell University, reveals, in the mid-19th century, American cotton was king.
A film critic describing Django Unchained talked about a scene where blood sprayed out over white flowers in a field of toiling slaves. But those weren't flowers. That was cotton. Much has changed since the 19th century, when cotton was recognizable on sight, and when cotton made the U.S. as we know it today. Cotton, like oil today, was the world's most widely traded commodity, and the U.S. monopolized the world's market, like OPEC. Cotton was half of U.S. exports before the Civil War. Cotton brought foreign investment that created industry, railroads, and banks. Many are still around today. The nation grew from irrelevant backwater into the world's biggest economy. The U.S. dominated the world market because U.S. slaves made higher quality, cheaper cotton than free farmers anywhere. Slaves worked more efficiently because they had no choice. Slave owners' productivity demands constantly increased, and rising cotton profits encouraged migration west onto more fertile soil, creating a domestic slave trade that destroyed African Americans' families, scattered communities, and left individuals isolated, less able to resist. Industrial growth and slavery's expansion fed each other. As slaves' productivity grew, raw cotton prices dropped, and this lowered cloth prices, expanding global textile consumption. Clothes became so cheap that business couldn't move all the supply, leading them to create fashion magazines dedicated to convincing consumers that styles should change every year. The struggle over whether some or all of the West would become slave and cotton territory was what led to civil war, and ultimately to the end of slavery. But much of what enslaved people made when they made cotton persists. The inequalities of race, the benefits of accrued wealth, and on most of our bodies, every day, the fabric of our lives.
That was Ed Baptist of Cornell University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.